test transmission being made by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. We are transmitting on a frequency of exactly 97 megahertz.
This, above all, will be your radio station, and our aim will always be to please you, our listener. I know that we'll get to know each other a lot better in the days to come, you and Metro Radio. And so, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of the Northeast, here we go.
Here we go, here we go, it's your show here on Metro.
Edward Woodward with The Impossible Dream. This is Metro Radio, 261 in the medium wave band, 97 VHF and in stereo. The time is 5 minutes past six, and that's news time.
Metro News at 6:05 with Simon Neave.
And no doubt, as soon as he's finished his weather forecast, he will be having the first ever live link-up on independent radio in this country. And we'll be talking to Don Dwyer, who incidentally is not only the sort of senior presenter at Metropolitan Broadcasting, but is also the program controller there. Don Dwyer, can you hear me now?
Good morning, Clive.
Here we are, both together on the air, as I was saying a moment ago, several hundred miles apart. You're a new commercial station on the air.
Exactly.
And this is the first live link-up on independent radio ever in this country. How's it been for you?
Horrendous. This morning, anyway, has been.
Yes.
But I might explain, first of all, Clive, because we were a little bit late with our news and with our weather, so that our listeners here in Newcastle realise that I am now speaking with Clive Roslin, who's with London Broadcasting, LBC, of course, in London, and what a great pleasure it is. But getting back to your original question, Clive, yes, we've been having an awful lot of fun up here over the last few weeks, and the whole station has got together as a team. And there were times when we thought, well, will we make it?
By golly, feeling.
We've made it, I think.
This, of course, is a new station, LBC, entirely. What sort of programming do you have? You have everything, I gather.
Yes, we're doing a little bit of everything. We have, of course, our music. We have, of course, our local news, which we're concentrating on considerably. As well, of course, with the international and national news coming through from IRN. We've got a couple of Northeast serials, which I think people are going to enjoy. One which is called City, which is about a football team, believe it or not. And the other one is one called Slaty Drift, which is about a mining town and some of the goings-on in this town. And some of the goings-on are quite hilarious, actually.
Just say the name again.
Slaty Drift.
That's obviously very, very Tyneside, isn't it? That's a very local sort of sound, Slaty Drift.
That's right.
How will you reflect, I mean, that's one way, but how else will you reflect Newcastle and its character?
Well, I think the station will reflect it in the way in which it directs its programmes towards the people, and of course the people in turn, I fancy, will react to us, hopefully. And of course, as we go along, we'll probably develop further to fit in with the scene. But you see, most of the employees here are Northeast people anyway, who know the Northeast back to front. So I think we're ahead for a start-off through having people such as this on the programme with us.
Don Dwyer, it's been lovely talking to you, and may I wish you every success with Metropolitan Broadcasting.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Clive Roslin at LBC in London. Thank you very much, Clive. Right, now, this is Metro Radio, 261, 97 VHF, and in stereo, let's try this one again.
Here we go, here we go, it's your show here.
Consider myself taken. Good morning, the Northeast. Don Dwyer with you on Metro at 19 minutes past six.
Born free.
Born free. And born this morning. Metro Radio 261, 97 VHF and in stereo. Good morning, everybody. 21 and a half past six, I'm Don Dwyer, a little bit later on in the programme. We've got Harry Rowell coming in to say a few words and talk about people around here this morning. We've got a real carnival atmosphere around Metro. All the people that have worked so hard to get the place on the air are now here watching me push all the wrong buttons. It's a lot of fun, everybody. And by golly, I hope you can stick around with us and enjoy the Metro programmes right throughout this day, Monday, July the 15th. Well, it's quite a day in the life of Newcastle and North East, and it's certainly a big, big day as far as we're all concerned here at Metro.